Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted, the go-to podcast for those flipping the script and taking the unexpected path. I'm your host, Jessica Bergio, holistic life and business coach, author, speaker, and self-proclaimed high-energy hype girl. Each week, I'm bringing you inside. No gatekeeping here. I'll touch on proven holistic business strategies, powerful mindset shifts that have led my clients through massive transformations, and no BS conversation with industry leaders designed to help you get out of your own way to actively pursue a life of purpose. If you're ready to ditch the limitations at the door, hit follow and get ready to be activated to step boldly towards your big goals. Now let's dive in. I am so excited for today's guest. We just had the most amazing conversation. Shelly is like one of those cool girl next door, but like, how are you so cool kind of girls? We hit it off on Instagram. I don't even know how long ago. I've been fangirling ever since. She's doing some next level things. I saw recently that she was in Chris Harder's Elite Level Mastermind. I was like, girl, we got to get on the podcast. We got to talk about all the things. Her story is so cool. I can't wait for you to tune in, but she is a transformational wardrobe stylist. Like, how cool of a job is that? I wish that career existed when I was in high school looking for the thing I wanted to do with my life. Oh my gosh. But she has this signature three-step program that she teaches inside The Method, which is her monthly membership. But after 25 years in the fashion industry, she is literally on a mission to change her clients' lives by revolutionizing their closets and confidence in order to reveal their most aligned, empowered selves. She's truly that person. She takes you from one place to the other. It's so much more than restyling your wardrobe. Literally, the way we broke it down was really eye-opening to me, and I had a lot of takeaways. So with her three-step signature program, The Method, she personally takes clients from feeling, quote, just fine, to feeling absolutely magnetic in their clothes in 4 weeks. Additionally, Shelly's Style Society, a monthly membership community, gives direct access to Shelly via carefully curated, beautifully presented, hand-picked style boards that showcase Shelly's recommendations and where to shop for them. Like, somebody shopping for you, telling you what's on trend, like, hello, yes, please. And it's so affordable. There's even a monthly masterclass with her where you can ask questions. She teaches you how to style the looks. She's literally like one of the coolest chicks. We had such a cool conversation, like I said, and I can't wait for you to experience her. And you'll hear we shared a little idea. It's a seed of an idea, hosting something in her West Hollywood home around a retreat and fashion and styling. So if this is on your radar, if you're like, oh my gosh, I need somebody to come into my life like this. I don't know if I can invest at such a high level, but I really want to get into your guys' world. I want to work a little bit with both of you around fashion, style, confidence, all the things. Let us know if this is something you want us to create for you, because honestly, doing life and business with women like Shelly and potentially you listening to the podcast would be so much fun. So let's create things out of the things we're passionate about and the things that we love. It's a hell yes for me. How are you? How's life? How's business? All the things. You know, I love hearing from you. That's why I have a text community. Hello. If you're new, welcome. We celebrate Fuck Yeah Friday. Every single Friday, you'll be getting a text from me reminding you to celebrate your wins, big or small. You'll also get the latest episodes dropped straight into your inbox via text versus email, because we all know we're too busy for email. We all know that we love when someone just sends us the latest and greatest. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to go find it. That number is 619-332-3045. And just text the word Friday or scroll down in the link in the show notes right now before you finish this podcast episode and sign up for that, because it's where I share all of the latest drops for the upcoming retreat. I just launched that out to the community, sharing the early bird pricing. That will end April 12th. If this podcast goes out after that, we may extend it. So just FYI, if you're hearing this, just hit me up, send me a DM if you want to get on the early bird pricing and I'll hook you up. But without further ado, Shelly and I had just like the funnest conversation and I can't wait for you to listen. I'm really excited because I have been fangirling so hard over today's guest. I'm a little bit sad, I'm not going to lie, that we're not together in real time, because I feel like our energy would have just been like off the chain. Shelly girl, welcome to Unscripted, the podcast.
So freaking happy to be here.
I know. You and I were just chatting right before we hit record around this is a busy season for you. And I can see that because you are so good at documenting your life and your business on social media for us to see, which is why I've become a fan and why I know your business is growing as fast as it is. So share exactly what you coming down the pipeline, because it is really exciting.
Oh, yes. My next week is the biggest week of my career. I have Tuesday, California Live is filming a live segment on spring must-haves from my style studio. which is a dream come true. And then the next day, I have a photo shoot. I booked this photo shoot because I wanted to, I only have the studio for another 4 more months, and I wanted to have professional photos done in it. So we have that photo shoot the next day for 4 or 5 hours. I have my whole team there, and we'll take team photos and all that. And the next day, I fly to Nashville for the day to be on Jessica Zweig's podcast and spend a few hours with her. Then the next day, a client from Chicago flies in for her shop appointment. So it's one thing after another, but they're all, every day is a new adventure here.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That to me sounds like my dream life. I get to live chunks of it as well, because you and I both do a lot of different things and we're the CEO. So we have to go to the podcast. We have to show up and do this. We have to lead our team. We have to work with clients. And you literally show up looking glam every single day. People that follow me, I think, appreciate the fact that I came from the beauty industry. I bring a little bit of sass with the style, the hair and the makeup. But has this always been how you've been? Did you come out of the womb with these cute glasses on and your hair dialed?
Yes, I grew up on a farm in Missouri, and I got the love of style from my mother. She was able to sew, and she always encouraged me to express myself through style. And picture in my town, there was nowhere to shop. We had maybe Walmart was 15 minutes away, 20 in a different town. So we would travel to go shopping, and my mom would always encourage me to have some interesting, fun things that no one else in my school would wear. So I always stood out and made style my thing since I was a child. And I knew I would never stay in Missouri. Never once did I plan on staying there. So I went to school in Missouri. The week I graduated, I moved to Chicago. And then I studied fashion, of course. And then I just started my career in fashion in Chicago. And then launched my brand in 2020.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. Chicago is amazing. To go from Missouri to Chicago, that had to be quite the, like,
it was a big, big jump. I moved in with my best girlfriend. We shared a one bedroom. It was one of the best years of my life at 22.
I bet. Oh my gosh. Farm girl to city girl overnight, just waking up, going to fashion school and doing the thing. I love your mom for that so much, because I feel like so many people want to be more expressive with their choice of clothes, the way they wear their hair.
We learn it from our mothers.
Yeah.
So all of the work I do with one-on-one clients is we go back to your childhood. You learn about what you deserve to wear, what you should wear, what's appropriate from childhood. It's so powerful just to be aware of it.
And you know the change. I mean, I've done it with hair and makeup, and you know the change of putting the right outfit on somebody, how they can just see themselves completely different. That can never get old.
Never. It's wild. It is wild that I get to do this. Yes.
So cool. Okay. So I want to go a little bit deep, because you're someone who has brought a big vision to life. You were a kid who had big visions and dreams. You've totally chosen an unscripted path. Anybody in the corporate world, if you would say things like hairdressing, makeup, podcasting, styling isn't a quote unquote real career. We know damn well it is. But for those people, I'm not calling those people. Sorry, that was slightly like aggressive and rude, but I felt like I was so picked on because people were like, cool, when are you going to get a real job? What are you going to do after that? You know, it was never really like great career choice, Jess. Now it's totally different. I think styling, fashion, hair, makeup, like those are looked at as lucrative careers or a great choice of career. But you were encouraged to choose an unscripted path. And that's one of the themes, obviously, of this podcast. There are people who have chosen an unscripted path or led an unscripted life, even if you will. So share with me your practices of how you make sure you take care of yourself so you can show up at such a high level like you do, serving all of your clients and doing all the things that you do.
It's a huge part of it. I could also back up to touch on, I did work for a corporate company for 20 years. So I worked for a lingerie brand for 20 years.
That's right.
And I made no money, but I loved what I did. I had a lot of time, and I would meet women every day who were just uncomfortable in their bodies. They wanted, if they had large breasts, they wanted them smaller. If they had small breasts, they wanted them bigger. And I would just see these women struggling with issues about body dysmorphia. And I knew, I got so uncomfortable playing small in this job. I knew I had to help more women, but I couldn't stick and continue with this 9-to-5. I finally started side hustling for 2 years. I started making more money side hustling than I was making in this corporate job. And then finally, 2 weeks before COVID hit, we had mutual termination. And then COVID hit.
Wow.
They left literally right before COVID hit. And then, Jess, I was on unemployment for a year while I was still trying to work, but stores were closed. We were all shut down. And it was a gift in that I was able to focus more on me, like my spirituality, my systems, like who I am and who I want to serve. Not once did I think about going back to work. I knew I would create a business that would serve the women that I wanted to serve. I hired a coach. We created my three-step methodology in 2021. That same week, I hired my first assistant and my first intern. And then ultimately, in less than 2 years, it just took off. I had done all of the mindset work and the spiritual work to where my business took off, because basically your business will only grow to the extent to which you grow personally. And so once my business started to hit, it just took off because I had already done the work.
Yeah, let's dig into that, because there's a lot of people who are in transition right now. And I think it's a big reason why people are attracted to me is the pivot that happened, a 20-year career, just like you, shifting into something different, because I had done the mindset work. I had done the spiritual work in order to hold more, to believe that I could be successful on my own without the cover of the salon, without, even though it was mine, even though I owned the salon at that point, COVID really shifted my mind of, is this where I want to be in another 10 years? And if not, what am I going to do about it? And luckily for me, I had gotten into a business mastermind to just help expand my network and my ability to see what was possible for somebody with my said experience, or what was even possible in the online space, because I had never played in that arena. I had done everything in person. And so what was it about the coach? Was it a business coach that you hired, or how did you decide what you needed?
That was the first coach. So that was, she only worked with stylists, and she changed the game in terms of my pricing and self-worth. So before, I had been charging hourly, which is what most stylists charge. So hourly for an edit session, hourly for a shop session and a style session. I was making no money really by charging hourly. Then she put everything together in a package. And she said, Shelly, this is how you're going to sell. You're going to sell this one signature service. You deliver a transformation at the end of it. Go. And I only sold that one package, and it took off. And I started seeing these transformations one after the other. And in less than 3 years, I do the same methodology. But every client, I keep improving my client journey, my value, right? But the biggest thing, as you mentioned with masterminds, the next year in 2022, I joined my first mastermind with my coach, Daniel Langton. And that's what changed the game for me. I was around 9 women who were building big businesses, like soul aligned businesses, and it expanded my self-worth. I'm like, I know I'm worthy of, number one, charging what I'm worth. All of us struggle with that. So the support I got from these women and my coach just accelerated my growth. So if you want to accelerate your growth like that, get in the rooms, hire the coaches. And I invested, this was the scariest thing. I invested a third of what I used to make in a year. I invested upfront with this coaching. I was like, I'm not going to pay monthly. I'm going all in. I put all my chips in. I had no savings, no money. And I was like, this is my girl. And she changed my life. I got 10-20-fold from my investment.
I can relate to that 100%. That's exactly what happened for me as well. And it's what's happened to a lot of people in our world that we see who do decide to go all in. And I do think almost paying up front puts all the skin in the game that you could possibly need, because you're going to show up in that energetic frequency of what you just spent. And that's why it's not about the more you spend, the better XYZ results will be. But I do believe that when you find the right person who can walk alongside you on a journey, who's gone before you, who's maybe even just a few steps ahead of you, they really can help you find that commitment to that consistency piece, to find then the confidence to then show up, do the things, sell the one key product that you were selling, and then just go deep on that. You're literally doing the 10X is easier than 2X with your business. And so let's dive into the spiritual side of things, the mindset work. What was that included in that? Or did you have to go on your own path and find some ways that were able to support you in your beliefs becoming what they've now become?
I'm a seeker. So I've been seeking since I was probably in my low 20s. I traveled the world, Bali, seeking, still seeking. So I think it has shaped the way I do business. It has shaped my mindset work around manifestation. I am a big believer in your thoughts create your reality, right? All of it. I've read all the books. I've done all the things in terms of spirituality where I feel that every day it's a practice, and I practice every day of knowing every morning, these are my practices, these are my rituals that are going to set me up for success. And I make choices from my higher self. And this is something my friends often say to me, that I'm an expander for them, because I invest and I make choices from who I'm becoming, not who I have been in the past.
Yeah.
The spiritual side is through my healing work I do with clients. I do deep one-on-one healing work with clients through their wardrobe, limiting beliefs, releasing those to their body dysmorphia, unblocking them, setting them free to show up and dress confidently as their most authentic self. And so the spiritual work is a daily journey, and I'm always seeking and growing. And I know I often just keep it really private, but I'm definitely very empathic. I can read energy. I can read feelings, and I can tap into that and help women. I hold the higher vision for women, and that's the magic of what I do.
Especially in such an intimate space that is so needed, and how lucky people are to get to work with you. So what does it look like to have an opportunity to work with you? I know you do have a membership for people who maybe aren't at the level, who are really fully commit to having the whole style edit. But if said somebody was, and they're listening, they're like, I didn't even know this was something I needed. I didn't know people like Shelly existed. Tell me more.
Yeah. So I think for a full style transformation that ultimately will help. I'm styling, say for you, Jess, I'm styling Jess 3 to 5 years out, who she is stepping into. That is all I see and I hold the vision for. Your past way of dressing doesn't concern me. You're never going back to that. I look at your wardrobe as a physical vision board. What do you want to attract? Is it the higher level partner? Is it the raise? Is it the dream client? If you dress for it, you're going to get those feelings that you already have it, and it will come sooner. So that's the basis of the work I do. So we start with your edit session. Me and my team come to you. We spend the whole day with you editing your wardrobe. And it's the most vulnerable place in your life is your closet. It holds a lot of energy. Mm. And the only things that should be in there are things that align with you, that feel really great for you. Mm. And if it doesn't, we let it go. We give you permission.
I love that. Okay. So if anyone's listening right now and they're like, this sounds wonderful, but I want to start on this today. I'm home right now. I've got time. I'm listening to this podcast. What are a few things I can do to my closet to create some sense of calm that might make me feel like, okay, let's give it to them?
We're going to order a rolling rack on Amazon.
Okay.
Then you're going to, by category, you're going to remove every category of your wardrobe and edit it on the rolling rack outside of the closet, so that you can actually see what you've been buying in every category. The problem is having everything in the closet, it's such a disaster. You must remove it. So say, for instance, I've got your camisoles and tank tops. That's what I start with. We don't need 15 black camisoles, Jess.
No,
we need two to three. So what that means is anything that it's not your favorites, we let it go. If it doesn't fit, because we can't have the quantity, we need it lean and mean. So the fewer clothes you have, ultimately the better style you're going to have, because you have less analysis paralysis. You can make decisions quicker.
I will attest to that is a very true statement.
Every category, you're going to cut the fat in and pull it out, edit it down. Denim, we don't need 80 pairs of denim. We need 4 to 5. That's it. So let go. We don't need to hold on to denim hoping it's going to come back in style.
I feel so called out right now.
We're like, oh, those skinny jeans are going to come back in style. Okay, here's the thing. When the skinny jeans or say any other denim comes back in style, the designers are going to do it in a different way and it will be better than the one you bought before. So let that shit go. I promise you, you won't miss it. And the other mindset hack I do with this is all the women I work with, I tell them, when you do need to buy this again, you will be able to buy it. There is no lack here. You are accelerating your growth, your business, whatever it may be. You have so much abundance coming. You don't need to hold on to stuff. You can always have more.
Shelly, I physically want to get off my seat right now and go in my closet. Like, you literally, this is nothing I've never heard before. This is nothing I've never known before. I know all of this. And like a good mentor or coach, we're usually just telling you the things you already intuitively know you should be fucking doing. And this is why we hire people to help us walk through things that seem to be a stuck challenge, because a lot of people have attachment to, let's say, a closet full of clothes. And I'm calling my boyfriend out right now. He is the love of my life, but I think he grew up with very little. And I don't think they were given an opportunity to buy whatever they wanted. Like most of us as kids, we weren't given everything, right? You got one pair of shoes and you got whatever. And because he's in a situation now where A, there's Amazon and everything can be ordered online. And he looks at those cool men's, the different apps that send you the latest and greatest, what the young guys are doing. He's buying stuff all the time. And we have a house in San Diego and a house in Arizona. And I said, I've never met somebody who had so many t-shirts. He has so many of everything. But I'm like, you literally don't need 75 t-shirts. And he's, I might want to wear that one to clean the garage. I go, but that one is on the bottom of the drawer that you don't even know it's there anymore.
Because if you can't see it, you're not going to wear it.
We need to do a couples edit, Shelly. We need to do
a couples edit. You say when. I do lots of couples.
You guys, if you are thinking of investing somewhere, and this is something I literally just talked about with another coaching client of mine. This is one of those times where you might be listening to this episode being entertained right now and thinking that closet and clothes is just like a simple outside piece of your life or business. But in reality, every time you go to put something on, every time you walk into that closet, every time you're overwhelmed by an event because you don't know what to wear and you don't even know what you have in your closet, it is affecting your decision-making, like she said earlier. It is a very true statement. Having a lean and mean closet allows for you to stay on brand if you're trying to create a strong personal brand. Also, you have your limited things you've decided to wear. Yeah.
And the way one thing is the way you do everything. Getting dressed in the morning should be easy and fun, and it's going to affect the way you do everything else throughout the day. So why not put something on that lights you up so you have a better day all day long?
So I really should just be put on restriction from Target, I think is the main.
Yes, like, no more Target.
No.
It's back to the energetics of that. So there are energetics of where you're shopping.
Let's talk about this. I want to know more. Okay.
Yeah. Target, for instance, if it's easy to walk in and make to grab some things, shop for clothes, whatever. But the energetics that surround that are low vibration and they don't align with who you are and who you're becoming. It's more of that just you're stuffing. Yeah. You're just buying things to buy things. Whereas you need to, I'd rather you have 2 pairs of denim that you love that are great investments that look incredible, that feel every piece holds energy, the fabric, the fit. And why not have beautiful pieces that you can rewear over and over again rather than buying things that are going to fall apart, that have low vibrations, that when you put them on, most women get dressed and they're like, oh, I'm fine. Like, I look like everyone else. It's fine. Life is too short. Like, you need to find things that feel really great for you and just rewear them. Yeah. We get taught by society that we need new. We need this hot new thing. We need to stop and reevaluate our closets. You have everything you need, probably. It's just cluttered. So purge, let it go, style what you own. Mm. You have so many beautiful things in your closet. You just can't see it because it's covered.
Let's get some specifics for people to take away. Maybe they feel like truly they have nothing in their closet and they're willing to just start from scratch. And this is what I think you talk a lot about in your membership. Correct me if I am wrong. If we were looking to invest in some new key pieces, like where is the first place to start? Is that what we talk about in the membership?
The goal is that you can get ideas on how to wear what you own. That's the first goal. But if you don't own those pieces, you can click on the link and purchase them. Then you can recreate the look that I have shown, right?
Yes.
So the goal is that you're shopping with intention. You're not just buying. We tend to overbuy in the same categories. And then it's typically we're buying things that don't serve our lifestyle. So say you never really go out at night, but what are you doing? You're buying a bunch of night going out clothes, or you're going to like dinner or dresses, but you're never doing that. So why are you buying clothes that don't serve your lifestyle?
Shelly, I may want to go to the nightclub and act like I'm 25 again. I have dresses from when I was.
And that's okay. But we keep just staying in that cycle, buying the same things. Yeah. And that's why I don't recommend working with a personal shopper, because they are just selling you the same things over and over again. That's their job. But we need to get down to the root of your closet and your wardrobe and understand what holes you really need to fill.
Yeah.
And then what to invest in. So the Style Society, I'm giving you the highest value. So it might be, say, the blazer category. I love a good Zara blazer. I have all of the best Zara blazers on my boards. So you can just click on it, boom, add it to your basket. It's $100. It's high value. My denim, I only bring in the best denim. So we've got Veronica Beard, we've got Mother, A Goldie, all of them. I deliver value so that you can invest wisely and not keep just trying things and exhausting yourself.
Yeah.
So I vetted everything that I put into this board for you. And I know it's quality, and I don't care what the label says. I care about the quality and the fit.
I love this. Okay. So I'm going to read you guys this. This is the Style Society. It's her monthly membership. It's based off offerings, which she said include access to her top picks of the month. And that way you don't have to stress about what to buy or how to wear it. And she cuts through the clutter, like she says, to provide you with carefully curated, beautifully presented handpicked style boards and show you exactly what to shop for. And they provide a monthly Zoom masterclass on how to style it all effortlessly. I personally know people like my friend Nicole Leno, who raves about being inside your membership.
Love
She posted a picture of her outfit. I was like, I love that you're working with her. I'm so jealous. I love this. So if you guys are somebody who is in that up-level season of your life, if you are like, oh my gosh, I need to purge the closet. I need to get on this membership because I'm not sure what's trending. I'm not sure what my higher self should be buying. This is literally a done for you service at a fraction of the price of what she does with her one-on-one clients. But this is an opportunity once a month to pick her brain, ask questions, and really like test things.
And we have a sisterhood. There's a lot of sharing on these Zooms, lots of vulnerability. You're not alone, ladies. Yeah. It's a struggle out there right now.
Yeah.
In the retail market.
And I think like anything, we think everyone has a podcast. I should start a podcast. Everyone's wearing a blazer. I should wear a blazer. Everyone's wearing this. I should wear that. This is where you truly can tap into who are you? Who are you becoming? Who do you want to attract? What is the energy in which you want to feel when you're getting dressed every day? I'm literally obsessed. Obviously, I think we need to do a collab where I do some hair and makeup. We do a little breath work with the clients and then you can style them. I just think it would be a whole workshop. I'm putting it out there. Do you guys want something for Shelly and I to plan? I think we should plan a like weekend retreat or something where we make some magic and then we get photos.
Yes. Brilliant.
I love it. Oh my gosh, you guys, beautiful people like Shelly have come into my life because of rooms like Masterminds, because of the fact that we both invested in coaches, the fact that we both show up and are being present on social media, and we are both willing to have conversations with random strangers in hopes of building network and building each other's businesses up. So if you love this episode, let us know. If you are looking to meet high vibe women like Shelly, you're going to want to come to the next Unscripted Live retreat, which is June 6th in Scottsdale. I am just floored to be able to host this and be able to bring people of all walks of life who are growing their business, growing their personal brands, growing their spiritual side of their business and life into one place for the day to create some magic. So this is your invitation. If you are interested, click the link below. All of Shelly's links will be below in the show notes as well. You guys reach out to her, say hi, go follow her on Instagram. She is so fun to follow and she does have so many things to offer. I hope you have such an incredible week. Have fun on Jessica's podcast. You guys, if you need a transformational stylist, I found you one. Okay, here you go. Shelly, you're the best. Keep inspiring me. I love you so much. Thank you for being on the podcast.